Conversation number 38-9. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and H.R. Haldeman. This portion was recorded on April 13, 1973, between 5:48 and 5:58 p.m.
Wilson's in with Ehrlichman, apparently. He said he had some urgency to talk about. I don't know what the hell it's about.
I don't know. He came over with his
attorney.
Jewish friend.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I'm a little disturbed about.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am.
I just don't know what the hell they're up to half the time. Coulson thinks he is smart, but, you know, sometimes you just... Coulson talks pretty freely, and you never know. Whatever it is. How do you... analyzing this Dean thing and so forth... it's your view that Dean probably didn't know the time after the election they met what the truth really was. Is that right?
I don't think he knew for sure.
That's what he guessed it might be.
I think we all guessed.
Didn't think he had any choice. But we didn't really, did we? We thought it was some screwballs. I mean, that was, in fact, if I thought about it at all, and I'm afraid I didn't think enough about it, but remember I thought, oh, this is just nuts, you know, and of course I didn't dream that Mitchell would do anything about it.
No, I'm talking about after the election. Back at the beginning, I think that's right.
But as I mean when we first heard about it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But when Dean had his conversation. No, after the election, we all knew, yeah. I mean, we all had a pretty good idea. But I mean, right after, in June, for example, when we first heard about it and Dean had his meeting, I don't think any of us really thought that Mitchell could possibly be involved.
I think that's right.
Or Magruder, for that matter.
That's right.
I mean, we thought that these guys just went off on a caper.
Yep.
Well,
I'll tell you that I've just listened to this Magruder tape and pulling the stuff out.
Yeah, tell me what you think of it.
It's all there. It's an extremely valuable thing to have because he flatly says that he did it and, you know, that he was, he says he's got a 100 to 125 years worth of jail sentence ahead of him on perjury alone. And, he says, when I talk, I'm going to tell the truth. And
so he's going to get off the perjury.
Yep.
Well, that's what Ehrlichman told me, that he was going to talk, so that's that.
No. If he had said he hasn't decided yet whether he's going to talk or say nothing. He might go the fifth, I suppose, and say nothing.
Yeah.
But it would appear that he's thought through and prepared for, and his lawyers are advising him to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when I talk, it won't... in any way implicate Haldeman, and in absolutely no way implicate the president.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no involvement and no knowledge of either. And
well, in this respect, Bobby, he is telling the truth.
But he says it will hang Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. What the hell do you think this? Well, of course, we'll see what Coulson's latest vignette is. But
yeah, I just gotta say,
what in the name of God is this? Thing that he's brought in here at this point. I mean,
I don't know.
What's your guess, though? I mean, that's a curious thing.
Self-defense. I mean, just part of the game.
And almost making it up, though, Bob, because I don't...
He may be victimized on it. I'm not sure he's made...
I mean, by his lawyer.
Yeah, or somebody else. Or by the press. You know, that was my first impression, was that this was a press maneuver. You know, they mm-hmm. call you and say, the other guy's stuff, you better let us talk about it.
And so Magruder is going to, has already, he's talked, and he's given a statement. You see, this went so far but when you examine Chuck, he said he backed off the tape and then backed off the transcript. Huh?
That's right.
Well, God damn him. He shouldn't do that with you. I mean, really. I understand with others, but not with you.
No, but he just does. He is compulsively unable to limit himself to the basic truth.
Right.
He has to embellish.
Boy, you know, the real problem is John. God damn, I feel for him.
Yep.
And, geez, if I were advising him, I'd advise him to come forward and say, gee, I've told the truth all along, but I take the responsibility for this thing, you know. I
mean, that's his way out.
He really ought to do that rather than go and hardline this damn thing. He says, I didn't know about it, I didn't approve it, but I take the responsibility for it. Right?
fellow, you know, this great man was screwed up and ill-served by his people, and that's too bad. And
that's right.
Obviously, he had other pressures on him, and, you know, one of those things.
But he really ought to do that. But who the hell can talk to John?
I don't know.
Moore is the only one, and I don't know whether he's got much influence anymore. Well, I think I'll get Moore in tomorrow and talk to him a little about that. I think that would be helpful.
I don't know.
Or is that bad? Yeah, I guess it's bad. I really ought to stay away from it, you know, because basically, it isn't just the consumption of time and the rest, but I really don't know what the hell did happen, you know. I don't really know, you know, and I feel for all these people. I'd like to do something to save them all, but there isn't a goddamn thing you can do, is there? Do you think of anything?
Nope, I don't.
I mean, you say, don't let Dean go, like John says. Well, for Christ's sake, if we don't let him go, somebody else is going to go. Isn't that it?
Yep. I think
you're sure.
I think you just cannot obscure the
truth,
the elementary truth. You've just got to, whatever it is, we've got to be prepared to live with it.
And we will live with it.
And
let me say, don't be too damn worried about it.
Well, then we got to live with that too.
Don't be too damn concerned about it. And they say Mitchell, the Attorney General, and the President's campaign manager.
It's going to be.
Let me tell you. Yes, that's tough. Any tougher than Adams?
No.
My God, Adams was Eisenhower's alter ego. He was with him at the heart attack. He was president, actually.
That's right.
You know, let's face it. And it was personal venality and not just a caper. This is just a caper, you know, like your poll showed.
Yeah.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-9. Conversation number 38